You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said, right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama. And according to the rankings we're seeing, one of the biggest shows across the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, and that is because of y'all. That is this audience, and that is something I do not take for granted. I've got a little sign right here, right above me, that says it's an honor to have this platform. I tell you that all the time. Y'all, it's true, and thank you for helping us make this show what it is, and we can't wait to see where it goes. Hey, listen, I am excited to go ahead and bring somebody on. Sean Sullivan is the host of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5 down in our coastal regions there in Mobile and Baldwin County. He's got his daily show. I was actually on it yesterday, I believe it was. And I got to thinking, you know what? I need to see if he wants to come on mine. That's where Jeff Poor, who's on here every week, comes from. So without any further ado, I am pleased to welcome my friend Sean Sullivan. Sean, how you doing, man?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's we're a font of people to be on your show, Jeff and myself. And well, then there's Jeff and myself, but I'm happy to be on, for sure.
Well, you bring excellent color commentary and a wealth of knowledge from the south end of our great state, so thank you very much. But yeah, hey, listen, man, I was going to do a whole segment here. I am going to do a segment here on the gambling bills in Montgomery. Before I jump on that, let me not throw you too hard of a curve here or anything, but breaking news a moment ago was that, I say a moment ago, in the last hour or so, was that Justice Breyer is retiring from the Supreme Court of the United States. So I guess we got a confirmation coming up.
You know that they are just, the pacing on this with the midterms coming up, it's got to be wide open. Of course, I wonder, Manchin, Sinema, what happens with this? Can they get this uber left justice appointed? I don't know. I think they're going to have to moderate that. I mean, I don't know what's in Manchin's head and what's in Sinema's head, but from what I've seen lately, I don't know if they can go as far left as a AOC type, member of the Supreme Court. So it's going to be interesting to see what President Biden brings.
So let me throw this curveball at you. I just tweeted this out. Credit to a buddy of mine, Scott Stantis, who's a nationally syndicated political cartoonist. But he just texted me, and I thought, man, that's interesting. He said, Biden, and he pointed out the article, Biden has openly committed that he will appoint a black female. That's his, I mean, that apparently skin color and gender is the deciding qualification to be on the Supreme Court. So Biden's going to appoint a black female. Biden's White House is in turmoil. Biden's party is scared to death of the 2024 election. So to clean things up, Biden appoints Kamala Harris. And I thought, oh, Lord. And then Stantis says to me in the quote, he says, at that point, he's just cleaned up his vice president problem. They can insert the new VP as the top of the ticket because Biden won't run again. And then she gets a seat on the Supreme Court, except that here's the kicker I threw back at him. The only problem with that is she's the deciding vote for confirmations, and she can't vote on herself.
Interesting wrinkle. I was still stuck in the, oh my gosh, we're taking what is a 4-year disaster and making it a lifetime appointment. Oh, please no.
Well, you know, God, but you know, in this right now, Sean, I don't think I could put anything past this White House. I just don't know that I could. I mean, the gall and the plotting just never seems to end. I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting.
I hadn't even thought about that angle. Now you've got my head worrying on that. So
I know. I told him to stop texting me. He was scaring me. All right, listen, the topic at hand, the thing that I actually contacted you about. So I know you're tracking, and I even saw, by the way, one of the articles I've got came off of Yellowhammer that State Senator Greg Albritton was on Jeff Poor's show the other day. He's bringing a new bill. They're pushing forward on gambling again this year, but he's taking attack. He says he does not need the people to vote on it. He's going to push a regulatory commission to just go ahead and grab hold of and regulate and tax those that are gambling now. Give me your thoughts on this.
Okay. I'm going to give you a citizen and talk show host opinion. I am interested of your opinion as a former state senator. But so we're taking something that is that has failed the sniff test at the Alabama Supreme Court. We're taking county-by-county gaming that's been in question with every gubernatorial administration over the last two decades, and we're going to say, well, but we do need to put a group together to be able to levy taxes on it and get money for the state, even though we're not going to have a CA and we're not going to change the Constitution of Alabama to allow gambling. Are you following me at this point? I'm struggling with it,
but yes, I'm with you.
Okay, so we're going to have a gaming committee. Now the Constitution of Alabama says gambling is against the rules. It's not legal in the state of Alabama. But because they've been getting away with it so long, and it's happening, we might as well not have a CA and change the law. We just need to set up a proper gaming commission to try to regulate and tax this thing that's against the law in the state of Alabama. That's kind of where I am with it, Phil.
You nailed it, brother. And so I'll be honest with you. I go back to Kay Ivey's comments, which I called her out on in my monologue yesterday. Kay Ivey's comments this time last year with the awful bill they were considering that would have given monopolies to the bad actors who have been breaking our law for years, that she literally said, gambling's going on now anyway. We need to go ahead and regulate it so we can make some money off of it. And I thought, well, let's go ahead and just let's play word substitution. Prostitution's already going on anyway. We need to regulate it and make some money off of it. I mean, what else do you want to say that about?
My thoughts were the same. I mean, let's fill in the blank. And I'm not, with me in the game, I think people should have the right to referendum on it. I'm actually not against that. I absolutely was against the bill last year and the carve-outs and the if you want to say duopoly or triopoly, that they're going to set up. But it has to be legal in the state. Let's talk precedent. We're going to say, well, this thing that's illegal in the state, it's happening. So we're going to not only just not look at it and not do it, we're going to set up a state agency to regulate and tax the thing that's against the state's law. It's insane, Phil. It sets a precedent. You can make up any kind of ridiculous thing going forward, and it fits. You're right. Word substitution, do a Mad Lib here. That's what he's talking about. It's just like, oh, well, it's going on, so it's against law, but it's going on, so we might as well tax it. It's crazy.
It is crazy, and I'll tell you what else, I called this out last year, and I'll call it out again now. It's also a total abdication of leadership. If you're looking at the existing laws, Governor, and you don't want to enforce them because it's too hard, then what you just said is the job is above you. And that's sad to say, because I've known Kay Ivey personally for years. I like her as a person, but I am appalled when anybody who's in charge says, it's just too hard to get it done, so therefore we should just change the way we handle things and make some money off of it. That's not leadership at all.
No, either it is legal, it's something that's frustrated me through decision after decision, through AG after AG, through Supreme Court decision. What is the law in the state of Alabama? And if you look at what the Supreme Court says, these activities are against the law. So not only are we not enforcing that, we're going to turn around and codify it. If the state is getting revenue from it and it has a commission regulating it, then it, de facto, you're saying it's a legal entity inside the state, even though you didn't pass a constitutional amendment and change anything. It's like squatter's rights, Phil. I mean, if you do if you stay on the property long enough, it becomes yours. I guess if you do the thing that's against Alabama law long enough and you can figure out some way to get away with it, well, then that'll become the new law. As long as you can squat on the illegal thing, it becomes the new law.
Yeah, no doubt. And then while you're at it, make them pay rent. It is crazy. And here's the other thing, too. My recollection, and I hope I'm not getting into slanderous territory here as a lawyer. I have to watch my words once in a while, but I don't think I am. My recollection is that the owners of GreenTrack are so far behind on existing tax payments to the state, or at least they have been in the past, like years behind, that in my opinion, they shouldn't even be allowed to be in business right now because they fail to pay taxes as things exist now. And yet they were going to embed their names in the Constitution and give them a long-term future. I don't know. I looked at it. I went down there and I spoke against the bill, and I've got my own comments from that speech that I might use as a soundbite later in the show. But the reality is this. If that bill comes back, it's wrong. But the current bill that we're proposing right now doesn't expand, but it does provide a expansion of government by creating a new regulatory commission to do, like you just said, to regulate that which is already illegal. It's amazing.
Think about, I mean, just say that to yourself slowly out loud, that the state, something that is against state law, that is not in the Constitution, the state is going to put together an agency, a bureau. It's going to have people and desks and a door and a header on the door, and people will go in there and work, and the agents will go out and collect it on something that is against state law. It's baffling. It is even more baffling than, you know, setting up this duopoly or triopoly and not letting there be any competition in this, because as we're told, well, Sean, you can't do a standalone lottery, or you can't do a standalone casino. It'll never make it through Montgomery. That's one thing. That's in the gray. But this is beyond that. The state decides that, you know what, if you can't beat them, tax them.
Well, listen, hey, Sean, we've got to take a short break right now. Can you hang on through the break, man, about 2 or 3 minutes, and then I want to come back and kind of wrap this up. You good with that? All right, folks, we're on with Sean Sullivan. He's the host of Midday Mobile down at FM Talk 106.5 on the coast. He's got this topic well in hand, and I think he nailed it. If we can't beat them, tax them. That's what this bill looks like right now. It's illegal. What in God's name are we building out more government for to do something like taxing illegal activities? All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We're going right back to the phones. I want to thank Sean Sullivan for being with us. Sean is with FM Talk 106.5 down in our coastal areas of this great state. So, Sean, the thing that a lot of folks also forget is last year, I think one of the things that killed debate on this bill was when Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out that it was a bad bill. I mean, and by the way, I knew that was coming. I actually knew somebody who said, keep an eye on Twitter. There's somebody with a big T in his name that's going to be tweeting something. I said, oh, really? And sure enough, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, if you're going to legalize gambling, just legalize it, but giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is nothing but a special interest giveaway. That was his tweet. And I think that killed debate, too. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I agree that's part of it. But the frustrating thing is, and I, you know, your perspective, having been there and served in office, is this, that I'm told, I've been told for years that, Sean, unless you do this with these entities, nothing will get done. There's no way to get a clean lottery bill through. There's no way to get a deal where you have people being able to bid. I mean, the idea, if these licenses are worth as much money as they're talking about, and we talk about compacts and all these things, what would they be worth on an open market where other players could pool capital and buy licenses and attempt to open a casino or do a sports betting thing, you know? Or maybe this kind of crazy idea I've had in the past, why does the state have to be in the lottery business? Why don't we just have a CA and change it and allow lottery? And if individuals want to pool their capital and put on the lottery, make the risk, and then the state can take the excise tax off it, and they're not in the business of running a gambling, you know, or lottery. These things are, it's frustrating that nothing like this could be passed. At least tell me if it can be passed, because everybody in Montgomery now tells me, well, they can't get it done if it's not.
Careful when you start saying things like that, because I mean, if they can't grow government, why do it, right? But no, I'll be honest with you. To a degree, I think what you said is exactly accurate. I told my constituents multiple times that I'm not a fan of lottery. I don't think we should be budgeting our state off of games of chance one way or the other. But there was a time and a place where I said that there were certain criteria that if they were met, I would vote for the bill. And one of which was, had to be a vote of the people. Secondly, it had to have clear language that expressly disavowed any opportunity for that bill to be construed to expand casino gaming. And then a couple other provisions in there. And any revenues that came had to also benefit the general fund, not just continuing to pile money into the education fund. And so all this to say, dadgum if they didn't take all of my requirements, and I wound up being the swing vote that got a lottery bill through the Senate one time, which was crazy. You know, Phil Williams.
It was me.
In fact, I was sitting there, and everybody stared at me because they said, Senator Williams. And I paused, and I looked over at the sponsor. I looked back at the desk, and I said, aye. And three guys jumped up and changed their votes to aye real quick, and before they tallied the vote. So nonetheless, what I'm saying is they can try, but then what killed that bill again, I know for a fact, was that the amendment that I had added that's expressly disavowed the opportunity for casinos to use the language in the lottery bill to say that it gave them rights to expand their gaming, Their greed took over and they killed the bill. Suddenly the people who wanted it bad didn't want it anymore, and the bill died again. And so, the gambling interests are their own worst enemy. And the only reason why they had a lottery in this awful bill last year was that that was the ticket they were going to use to sway the voters to get this thing through. And sure. it's smoke and mirrors, man. It's awful.
Yeah, The lottery is so very popular. One thing, you know, one frustration I hear, or I have when I talk to folks in Montgomery, though, is they'll want to get into the weeds on, well, here's our debate is where this revenue is going to go to this, or this is going to ETF, or this goes to general funds. I tell you what, if you and I walked up and down the streets of Southwest Alabama and asked folks if their decision on the lottery or not a lottery is dependent on where the money went, I think it'd be 2 in 10 that would tell you that that's even an issue. I think people want the lottery. I think the polls show that. But this idea that y'all can't just vote on lottery, you got to vote on all this together. I think that frustrates people, and rightfully so. I mean, the people are telling you they want to vote on lottery, they want to vote on this thing, and you can't over session after session after session bring anything up that would offer people that right. I mean, that's people are throwing their hands up on this.
Yeah, and the other side of this is, and I don't think I said it, I think I said it before you came on, that in 8 years of serving in the Alabama State Senate, I had multiple constituents ask me for lottery to be given that opportunity for a vote, but I never had a single person ask me for a casino. Nobody ever came to me and said, Phil, I just really think I should have a chance to vote on casinos. Nobody ever did, because they all know if they want to, they can get in the car from anywhere in the state and drive to the Porch Creek place, which is already open because it's on federal land, and, you know, whatever, or go down to Mississippi. But what keeps happening on the background, though, is folks like Milton McGregor and others who have racetracks, they want more money, and they flood lobbyists into the state house trying to get their way. And that has gummed up the works constantly. And it's a boondoggle.
Bring it up as a have. And, you know, and I'm a little different on this in the fact that I would say if you bring these things up individually, I have no problem. If you let the people vote, here's, you know, have a specific narrow CA for each one. You vote on lottery, then you want to vote on casino gaming, you vote on that one, you vote on sports betting and all that stuff, vote on that one and let the people speak. But having to have them joined at the hip, I think there's some
brother
about that.
This was awesome, man. I got my heart break, but this was all I say we do a repeat of this kind of conversation. Appreciate you being with us today. This is Sean Sullivan from FM Talk 106.5 down the coast, the Midday Mobile host. And Sean, thanks for being on, man.
Hey, thanks, Phil.
All right. All right, folks, listen, we're going up against that break. We're going to come back and sort of go into this conversation a little further. Things you might need to know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.